promise, Mom. Okay, you promise? Gotcha. You say, okay. Are you a liar? Are you a liar? You're a liar, and you're telling those kids, my word doesn't mean anything. Just come make a deal. And what that does, that puts Mom and Dad in a power position, and Mom and Dad are into that stuff. That feels good to be in the power position, right? Is that true? And you're in it. What do you think people give allowances for? To control. A lot of them are into this. And so she goes, and about 5 o'clock, she comes home like this. She's all sunburned. Oh. And where's she headed, people? To bed. And you say, hey, what about, oh, Ma, I can't. Say, she's got hers. You fish for yours. I got mine, sucker. Okay? And you promise yourself, I'll never let trust until next Saturday. And then what? We play the movie again. It's a different kids, a different situation. Same principle. So stop lying. You're telling your kids, my word doesn't mean anything. And when they begin to believe that, they know they can argue you out of it. And they can compromise with you. What you're really doing is you're not training them to believe you. You're training them to not believe you. And you're training them to argue and to bargain and to negotiate consequence. You never negotiate consequence.
What happens if it's your husband that makes you look like the liar? I mean, what if I knew a couple once.
This is one that I've got a friend.
I've got a friend.
Okay, I have a friend. Okay. Is this your husband sitting here?
No.
Oh, he's not? I noticed he moved over. Okay, go ahead.
If, you know, the mother is strict in that way and wants to follow through, but the father is the one that comes in and saves the day. What does that
mean? Then he becomes the rescuer and the hero. The Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It's the same as...
Where is he? Is he overseas? How come he's not here?
He's here.
Okay. In other words, you don't admit this. You don't admit this.
I wanted to ask also the two
In other
top
words,
ones...
You want me to nail this sucker right now. Is that what you want?
No, but we're kind of... Well, I mean, this couple's kind of like the permissive and the authoritarian.
And you're not together. You know why you're not together?
No.
For a couple reasons. First of all, basically, you don't know what the right position is, or you'd both be doing it. And second, your backgrounds. See, you've got this dysfunctional system, and you're the product of that. And you've got this dysfunctional system, and he's the product of that. Now we marry these two poor people. They call marriage the collision of two dysfunctional systems. And now this kid's got to figure it out. He's looking over here, and he's looking over there, and he's looking over here, and he's looking over there. And you guys are mystifying everything, and you're inconsistent.
Actually, I think the child has figured it out. And she's quite smart.
Oh, they're super. They'll see right through you, and they'll divide you like that.
Yeah.
Do you know there's kids that cause a divorce in the family? It happens. They will actually cause a divorce, especially in stepfamilies. Okay, at any rate, you made your point. Now, he's going to come... And he's going to listen, and he's going to learn all about this, and then you're going to be the smart one, and you come tell me that she's not doing it next time, okay? All right. We're not going to take this. We're going to put these women in their place, doggone it. My wife, when I got into this, I brought some books, and I said, Lily, look at this stuff. I was into some real good psychology books on this. Look at this. I bought this book. Look at what I found. She says, honey, we already got that book. I tried to get you to read that book 10 years ago. I says, what? She's done that 3 or 4 times. I would not listen. I figured, hey, all you got to do is be stronger. It hurts, you just keep going. And this isn't working, you just work it out. You get this kid in line and you just do it. You're strong and power and strength. And I'll tell you, when I had my son and he was on drugs and I was doing everything that any human could ever do, I am tough. And I wasn't giving up, and I didn't give up for years.